see whether they're breathing? Yeah, everyone's breathing? Yeah, okay. And say, with every breath that I have,
with every breath that I have,
I will praise the Lord.
I will praise the Lord.
Say it again, with every breath I have,
with every breath I have,
I will praise the Lord.
I will praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You know how Adrian was saying that, you know, we have now successfully been offered the Byford building. Do you not think that is a wow?
Yeah.
Wow. I was kind of expecting everyone, especially my dad, to lead the wow movement.
Wow.
Is it not a wow movement?
Wow.
Wow. It's such a wow moment. That, you know, God has greater and bigger plans for each and every one of us. We may think we know the best, but God knows what is best.
Yeah.
And we do not know God's thoughts. We don't know what God is thinking, but we just believe that God has the best in store for each and every one of us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Before we start off, I want you to give you a little bit of a special presentation from the Ebo children a long time ago, but there's some technical difficulties. So if you'd like to see it, come and see me later and I'll show it to you. It's really cool. But before we start off, let's just open up in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God, that you are a wow God, Lord.
Yeah.
You are much greater, you are much stronger than anything that we can ever think or imagine,
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah.
We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Open up our hearts today to receive from you. Let it be your word that come through my mouth today, Lord Jesus, to penetrate into the hearts of everyone here,
yes,
Lord. Let us have ears to hear, let our hearts hear and also understand what is being shared today.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
Series on a heart that pleases God to run the good race. Okay, a lot of you will probably know that the Olympics are on.
Yeah.
The Winter Olympics, not the Summer Olympics. Okay, so if we go on to the next one. Next slide. I'm sorry, but this is summer because it really finds like a toboggan or something or like a luge or something. See, I'm getting into the terms. So, to run a good race. You know, when I was a kid, in primary school. I'm going to tell you a lot of stories when I was a kid because I love it. And you might probably like my stories as well. When I was a kid in primary school, from year 4, 5, 6, and 7, we would always have sports day, okay? And in sports day, they would always have the 100-meter race, okay? 100-meter race. There was always one girl. She always beat me. In year 4, in year 5, year 6. And I was like, man, I'm getting sick of winning silver. I don't want this silver anymore. And I honestly thought to myself, maybe I can go to Bunnings and get a gold spray and spray it. But I'm like, oh, it doesn't really work. So in year 7, I was like, this is my last year of primary school. This is my last year. And I was also the captain of my blue faction, which was very poor at that time. But that's okay. So I was the captain. And I was like, if I'm a captain, I need to lead by example. So what I did, this 100-meter race was coming along. I dragged my sister to come and train with me to run 100 meters at our school, okay? I didn't do this before because I'm like, I really want this gold medal. I don't want to go to Bunnings and get a gold spray and spray my silver. And I was just like, I need to go, and I want to go, and I want this gold medal so bad so I can like go, yes! Yes, year 7, I made it. Year 7, I got my gold medal. So what I did was I was very determined to get that gold medal. I honestly trained. I trained what was the best that I could get off my sprint, what was the best feet positioning, what was the best hand positioning. I also trained like, oh, which leg should I boost off first? Which arm should I boost off first? And honestly, my sister will tell you, it was weird. The day comes. The day comes. Not a cloud in the sky that this day comes. And we're all lined up to run this 100 meters. My sister is at the end of the 100 meter line, okay? We're not so fancy. We don't have like a cross line that you go, ah! Okay? Not that fancy. But we do have an end line, okay? Okay. That was a gun. Okay, the guns go! Go! And I was like, okay, go, 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 go. And I sprinted like it was like my life, that I was running for my life. And I will not kid you not, when I crossed that finish line, my face was like, And I was like, did I win? Did I win? And they were like, Amy from Blue Faction, you got first! And I was like, yes! I got the gold medal to prove it, but I think it's at home somewhere collecting dust.
Spray it on.
Off well. We can start well, but we can drop off and finish silver or bronze and get a fake gold. Okay? But we want to, each and every one of us, we want to finish well. We want to get that gold medal. Yeah. We want to be determined. We want to be distinguished. We want to be so disciplined that we get that gold medal. So this is what I want to share with you today. Heart that pleases God. To run the good race. You could even say to run the gold race. Put it that way. Yeah. The next one I want to show. This slide is really cool. Has anyone ever seen that slide before? What is it? The Olympic rings. What's OAH stand for?
Wow.
OAR.
Wow.
Yeah. Olympic Athletes of
Russia.
Okay? I want to turn it around and I want to give you today OAR. Olympic. Oh, OAH. Olympic Athletes of Heaven.
Hey.
Wow! Olympic Athletes of Heaven. We are all called to be Olympic Athletes of Heaven. Okay, we are going to run. Is that Auntie Teresa? Was that not good? You love that, didn't you? Olympic Athletes of Heaven. That's so good. You want to run the good race, not just for yourself here on earth, but for heaven, for heaven's cause. So you know, I'm gonna go through, and the O, A, and H, they all have a meaning, not just for this, but we're gonna go through the next one. Number one, O is obedience. O is obedience. You know. We had some training yesterday with regards to the book of Genesis. And to be honest, my eyes were open. It was amazing to just sit there and to just get more from God. Because you can never have enough of God. You can have enough of chocolate, yeah. But you can never have enough of God. Because God wants to teach each and every one of us something new all the time. So what is the definition of obedience according to the Oxford Dictionary? I know Uncle Donald likes the Webster, so I'm going to go Oxford and It says compliance with an order, a request or a law, or submission to another's authority. But I want to put here submission to God's authority.
Yeah.
Submission to God's authority. When we obey, you know, I wanted to show you this video here, but it was about the kids singing the obedience song, that obedience is listening attentively. Obedience takes instructions joyfully. Obedience is wishes of authority. And obedience will take instruction instantly. But when I am busy in my work or play, when someone calls my name, I'll answer right away. I'll be ready with a smile to go the extra mile. So then I can say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. The kids sing it much better than me. So that's why, come and see me and I will show you. But obedience, you know what this thing is? It says, obedience is listening attentively. We are called to listen attentively to God's voice. We are called to obey God's voice. You know, when we listen attentively, everyone's got ears here, right?
Yeah,
you're all listening to me, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you listen attentively. If someone gives you instruction, right, you go, oh, yeah, I'm listening attentively. Is that right, Daniel? If your mom goes, Daniel, do this, you go, yeah, mom. You probably don't pull your ear, but you listen, right? You listen attentively, and when you obey, you know, when we're talking about obedience, okay, there's obedience, and there is disobedience, okay? Obedience to God will lead us to life.
Yep.
Or you can put eternal life. Disobedience to God will lead us to death. As bluntly as that comes, obedience to God is life. disobedience to God is death. Obedience to God, it leads to God's promised blessings for our life. But disobedience to God will lead to curses, judgment, and death. I don't know about you, but I know which one I want. I want life. I want God's choice of blessings upon my life. You know, that's why we say our confession is that we will win. We don't say we are losers. We say we are winners. Because of what? Because of what the Word of God says about us. And we know that the Word of God is inspired by God. So that we know that everything in here is correct, is accurate. It's, I don't know how to say it, but it's like 110% accuracy. But it is. It truly is. Everything that we do, we base it on the Word of God.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a biblical example that we have here. So we were listening to Abraham yesterday. And Johnny, if you could put up Genesis. Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 4. And it says, now the Lord had said, or the Lord spoke to Abraham. And he said, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Is that not such a great promise that God has given to Abraham? If only he listened and obeyed. If he didn't obey, he would not have received all of these blessings that God spoke to him. And he said, I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So, Abraham stayed. Abraham procrastinated. He listened, he obeyed, he went. He didn't sit there going,
that's good today.
He didn't sit there going, sure God, no, I'm pretty comfortable where I am now. Abraham, he just obeyed. He obeyed what the word of the Lord said to him. And we all know that he was blessed. Amen?
Yeah.
So we can see that Abraham, he obeyed God's command to go to a new land. Pretty scary, to be honest, if you think about it now. Go.
Yeah.
Amy, go to Alice Springs. Go from Perth, which is established. Go to Alice Springs. But, you know, Abraham, leave Ur and go somewhere else. But I will bless you. God's hand was always upon Abraham. Just because he listened and he obeyed. Number two, he obeyed God's command to offer his son, Isaac, as a sacrifice. Genesis 22, verse 1 to 19. It's quite long, but I'll tell you a story. Okay? When I was younger, my dad would actually tell this story to us through play. We would actually act it out. So my sister and I, we would actually act it out. So he would go, okay, whose turn is it to be Isaac today? And we go, I want to be Isaac. In hindsight, why would you want to be killed if you thought about it that way? But I want to be Isaac. I want to be Isaac. So my dad, he would be Abraham. He'd be like, oh, come on, yep. You tell the story through like skit. Is that right, Dad?
Yeah, we really enjoyed it.
So we did it through skit. And then when it came to Abraham, it's not a knife, it was just air. It was just an air knife, okay? Just don't report my dad to the authorities, okay? Just want to say. It was an air knife, okay? And it was like, and then my sister would swoop in like the angel and say, stop! She would actually swoop in and grab his hand and say, stop! And you know what I learned from this was that Abraham, he just obeyed God. He trusted God would provide. And I think a lot of the times, myself included, we question God and we say, God, will you really supply? If I give you everything, will you really supply? And that is, I guess you can call it a mindset. That is a thought that the devil puts into our thoughts. Because we all know in life group that the devil uses our mind as a
battleground.
And a battleground. Oh, you all. Let's go again. The devil uses our mind as a
playground.
Or a
battleground.
That's right, yeah. But we need to know that God's promises are yes and amen. God is a good God. God is a provider God. And that we need to dispel all of these thoughts that the devil puts into our mind. I'll tell you one example, okay? Well, it's not an example. It just happened yesterday, to be honest. I was feeling terrible. My Dino can testify to this. I was feeling woof. So I was feeling really bad from dinner time, and I was like, oh God, oh maybe I'll call up Pastor Joseph, Pastor Matron, and say I can't preach tomorrow because you know I'm really feeling under the weather. But you know, I remembered God has given me dominion to cast out any spirit that tries to attack me. And you know what? I went really weird. I was just in the bathroom and I was like, devil, get out of my head. And then because the bathroom's really echoey, I think I may have scared the neighbors, but that's okay. I was like, get out. I was like, no, I'm going to preach tomorrow because I believe that it is a word that needs to be raised.
Yeah.
And I'm good.
Yeah, amen.
I'm good. It's really a testimony of the goodness of God. We need to not just rely on others, but we need to stand up for ourselves.
Yeah.
And we need to cast out the devil by ourselves. We need to cast out the thoughts that come into our head by ourselves. Because if you go running around everywhere, you won't be able to call yourself a mighty warrior of God, right? Amen. Okay, where am I? I'm on second point. Yeah, thank you. This is really cool. Whoa! Wow! We've done our O, which is obedience. Yeah. Our A is now our attitude. It says, how do we respond to God's dealing of our heart condition? And it says that our attitude determines your direction. Whether you respond in a good way or you respond in a bad way determines where you're going to end up. Yeah? Okay. Biblical example is about Saul and Saul, now turned into Paul, okay? In Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 9, we see that Saul is on the road to Damascus, okay? To go and persecute the believers of the way, or you can say the believers, okay? And God, Saul did not like the believers. He wanted to wipe them out from the face of the earth, to put it that way, okay? But God spoke to him while he was on the road. And we notice that there was a change of attitude. So from an attitude to say, nah, I don't want any of this, to a change of attitude of going, whoa, God, I need you. And if let's read the scripture here. Do we have it up there, Johnny? Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 9, it says, and then Saul, still breathing threats of murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were off the way, whether men or women, he might bring them down to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. You notice light, darkness? Yeah? Then he fell to the ground, and he heard a voice saying to him, so what did he hear? He heard the voice of the Lord. He heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goats. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. And then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus, and he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. So we can see here that there was a change of attitude. That Saul, he saw the light. The light came to him. Just like each and every one of us, we were taken out of darkness into light. That was a change of our attitude. We said, God, we really can't do this anymore. Just as Billy Graham said then, that there is a void in each and every one of our hearts because we are made in the image and likeness of God. And that void cannot be replaced by anything that we think this world can. But it can only be replaced by God. It can only be filled with God, with Jesus Christ. And so we can see here that there was a change in attitude. And I guess each and every one of us, myself included, we need to change our attitude as to how we approach God. We need to change our attitude to say, God, you truly are the light. Like, there is no one else that can substitute you ever in this world. God, change my heart. Change my heart. Change how I approach you. Yeah. Change how I do things. Yeah. Because if this year, in 2018, a year of acceleration, a year of wow, we really need God to show us how to do wow.
Yeah.
A God of miracles, a God of signs and wonders. Wow before I did it, so like it was world of wonders. Not World of Warcraft, but World of Wonders, okay? World of Wonders. The world needs to be in such awe and in such wow of this God of wonders, this God of miracles, this God of signs and wonders, amen?
Amen.
Next, our H. So what's our O?
Obedience.
What's our A?
Attitude.
Thank you, Olympic athletes of heaven. Now, let's get to our H. Our H is to hear God's voice. Hear God's voice. You want to go? Just click again. So we've got a little boy. Hear God's voice. Okay, number one, we have to listen to God's voice with one ear. Both ears, with both our ears. If you do this, can everyone just do this? Can you hear me, Spirit?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Spirit? Yeah. How about you, others? Can you hear me as clearly? Which one's clearer, Dad?
You can be.
Of course. We have to listen to God's voice with both of our ears. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And it says, "And if you diligently hear the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who hears you." There is an emphasis on what we hear. There is an emphasis on what we hear. You know, when we all come to church, we all hear the same message. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You're all hearing me share right now, right? But each and every one of us will apply it differently to how we hear. But you know, we need to ask God to give us ears to hear what He is speaking. Not what Amy is speaking, but what He is speaking to us in the now moment. For us to do what we need to do now, Lord Jesus. There is an emphasis on what we need to hear. Number two is to listen diligently to God's voice. That is Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2, and verse 15. And it says, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." However, in verse 15 it says, "But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you." So do we want to obey God and have all the blessings that he has? Or do we want to just ignorantly disobey God and not listen to his and all the curses will come? I don't know about you, but I want all the blessings. I want what God has promised for my life. I want what he has said in his word, that he will bless us. And that is all to do with how we hear an application. Okay, if we listen and obey, we get the blessings. We listen and do not obey, we get curses. Next one. We have to guard our heart. Guard our heart. Okay? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence," or "keep guard your heart, for out of it spring the issues of life." You see there that I have a heart with a safe. Sorry, next slide. Sorry, Johnny. It's good training. You see there that there is a heart with a safe. And we have to guard our heart so that no one can just listen. No one can just speak into our heart. You hear the saying a lot, like, listen to your heart. What is your heart telling you? You hear that? Was it just me? Just me? Listen to your heart. Do what your heart is saying. But if whatever is being spoken to your heart is wrong, do you really want to listen to that voice?
Yeah.
You don't. So we have to guard our heart so that when God speaks, that God is the only combination to our heart, to open our heart so that we can receive it. Amen? We have to keep our heart pure. This is one of the Beatitudes. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." That is an amazing promise, if you ask me. "Blessed are the pure in heart." We have to keep a pure heart so that we can see God. That is a wow for me.
Yeah.
If we want to see God, we need to keep a pure heart.
Yeah.
Amen. So I'm just going to conclude right now. What about something very special?
Not my sleeve. Not this sleeve, but...
In conclusion, we are constantly to work with the Holy Spirit to keep our heart right. Because we know that the devil enters through our thoughts, but we know that God can speak. God speaks to our spirit man. We know that God speaks to our spirit man. This is cool. If you want to be a victorious Christian, guard your heart, even when you don't feel like it. I'll repeat that again. If you want to be a victorious Christian, guard your heart, even when you don't feel like it. It's really easy, just like the song Uncle Donald put up last week. It's really easy to be grateful when you're at the top of your mountain. But when you're in the valley, how do you respond? How is your attitude? God is saying that if you are to be a victorious Christian, no matter your ups, your roller coasters, no matter your downs, whatever, you are to be a victorious Christian if you guard your heart. And you let God be the combination to your heart. I'm just going to end up with something really interesting. So what is OAH again, church?
Obedience.
Oh, boy. Let's do that again. What's OAH, church? What's O?
Obedience.
What's A?
Attitude.
And what's H?
The
okay. This is my first year as a married couple, okay? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
The rest don't understand.
Okay, so what happens? It's Chinese New Year. This year. This time period. It's Chinese New Year. And in Chinese New Year, when you get married, you are to give out red envelopes or to bless the younger ones. And when you do that, you are basically blessing them. You're blessing them. And just as God is a good giver of gifts, we can also bless you. So I want to do something. I want to call up four people. The first four people that come up here will receive a red gift. To be honest, I'm not even kidding you right now. Wow, no one wants it. No one wants it. No one wants it. No one wants it. Okay, sorry, Daniel, you're too slow.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Yes.
Not even. Yep. I want to bless you. May God's face shine upon you. That you be such a blessing to everyone.
Amen.
Thank you. I want to bless you. May God's face shine upon you. That you be such a blessing to everyone around you.
Amen.
I want to bless you. That God's face shine upon you. That you'll be such a blessing.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And I want to bless you. Bless you, may God's face shine upon you, and you be blessed to everyone else.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. I did that because I was just wondering whether you hate, whether you hear, whether you hear, and whether your attitude, or whether you act, let's put it act, whether you act on what you hear.
Yeah.
And so that blessing is for those that listened or heard, and they acted on it. Next time,
amen.
Church. Amen. So, you know, I just want to conclude now by saying, you know, we are all called to be in a race. Okay?
Amen.
And just like how I was in year 7, I was determined. I wanted to finish that really well. And you know, each and every one of us, we can start off well, but sometimes we do have roller coasters, let's put it that way. We do have our ups and we do have our downs. And you know, as Billy Graham was saying just then, that you know, it's all to do with our heart. And whether we really want to listen what God is doing in all of our hearts. So, you know, just as I conclude today, I just want to make it, I want to open up the floor. If you truly are not in a place where you're like, God, my heart has not been 100%. It has not been 100%. But God, today, on the 25th of August. 25th of February 2018 at 10:38 a.m. I want to get right with you. I want my heart to be right with you, Lord Jesus. So I'm just going to conclude in a word of prayer first. So Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God, that you're a good Father. Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for your word right now. Your word is living. Your word is active like a two-edged sword. Lord, we thank you, God, that in this word there are many promises for each and every one of us, Lord. For we are to search it for ourselves, Lord Jesus. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, let our ears be obedient to your voice. Let us hear your voice
receive the right attitude right now, Lord. Let us not be complacent with where we are, Lord, but we want to go from glory